Let's take a look at some farm news here for you from yesterday. Well, of course, they had the big White House meeting with President Trump yesterday with the nation's renewable fuel standard, the main topic of discussion. Senators Joni Ernst and Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Ted Cruz of Texas, USDA Secretary Perdue and EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt all talked about the renewable identification number ethanol credits that Cruz insists is killing thousands of oil industry jobs. Cruz lifted his long hold after the meeting and the Senate confirmed by voice vote the nomination of Bill Northey, Iowa's Ag Secretary, to assume the newly created USDA post of Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Ag Services. Ernst and Grassley dismissed claims that RINs are responsible for the financial future of a Pennsylvania refinery. Ernst was asked if any compromise is possible with the petroleum industry when the ethanol industry insists RFS is working.
There's one refinery that we're aware of that is struggling. And there has been so much mismanagement with that oil refinery. So what I asked when we started the meeting today in the president's office is that first we have to define what the problem is. And we haven't seen what the problem is. You have to have an actual problem to reach a solution. And I think they're just grasping at straws. I think Senator Toomey and Senator Cruz have never been fond of the RFS, and this is just another way to strike back by using this one small refinery as an example. But unfortunately, we don't even think RINs are the major cause of demise for this small oil refinery.
Cruz lifted his long hold after the meeting and the Senate confirmed by voice vote the nomination of Bill Northey, Iowa's Ag Secretary, to the newly created USDA post of Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Ag Services. The president agreed to meet with renewable fuels industry representatives as early as tomorrow to work on a solution that has evaded both oil and ethanol industries for years. The numbers don't lie when you look at how good NAFTA has been for America's farmers and ranchers. Before the agreement took effect, America sold $8.9 billion a year in ag goods to both Canada and Mexico. Now exports have increased to $39 billion last year alone. American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Congressional Relations, Dave Samuelson, says ag has a lot to look forward to with a modernized NAFTA as the trade agreement's negotiations continue in Mexico City this week.
Probably the one most positive thing for U.S. agriculture is what's called the sanitary and phytosanitary chapter. That's the area that deals with food safety rules, trying to get better accommodation between the three countries, make sure we have science-based rulemaking, equivalency among regulations in some ways so that there just aren't these behind-the-border barriers that hold up trade.
Besides food safety, Samuelson explains that many other topics important to ag are up for discussion.
Dairy and poultry barriers to trade with Canada, protecting their supply management system. We'll be talking about the biotech approvals. We're trying to get that equal in each country so products can flow freely. So those are the things that are on the schedule.
With negotiations underway, Samuelson says it's important to remember that NAFTA is paramount to the success of not only U.S. ag, but other industries and the future trade partnerships.
Keep the negotiations moving forward. There's been so much activity and continuing activity on all the efforts to make sure people understand here in Washington and around the country how important NAFTA is, not just to agriculture, but of course to other industry sectors, to our trading partners, and to our trade stance around the world.
Again, that's American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Congressional Relations, Dave Samuelson. Farmers for Monarchs, a broad-based collaboration aimed at addressing on-farm conservation efforts, was launched yesterday at Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led convention and trade show. This unprecedented united effort by farmers, ranchers, landowners, and ag industry conservation groups and others seeks to encourage and enable voluntary expansion and establishment of pollinator and conservation habitat. The initiative includes planting milkweed and other habitat along the monarch butterfly seasonal migration route in North America. This is a unique moment in time for pollinator health and populations. There are many factors impacting declines in the monarch population. Loss of habitat is one of them, said Peter S. Berthelsen, a Bee and Butterfly Habitat Fund Partnership Coordinator. That's why farmers can make a huge difference by identifying the opportunities within their current farm and ranch operation that can benefit and support their habitat needs. Every fall, monarch butterflies migrate up to 3,000 miles from the upper Midwest to Mexico to spend the winter. Upon their return in the spring, monarchs need milkweed plants along the migration route to lay their eggs, as it's the only source of food their young will eat. Monarch butterflies face many challenges that have contributed to significant decline in overwintering populations as compared to 20-year average loss of breeding and food habitats along their migration route, weather and climate change, predators, pathogens, and parasites, and less overwintering habitat in Mexico. Farmers for Monarchs is among the broadest voluntary efforts to date aimed at connecting farmers and ranchers to education and resources they need to leverage the benefits of planting and restoring pollinator and conservation habitats, including milkweed on their land, said Chris Novak, CEO of the National Corn Growers Association. Farmers for Monarchs stresses the importance of farmers and ranchers establishing and expanding monarch habitat in the 2018 and 2019 growing season, so these efforts can factor into the United States Fish and Wildlife Service's study. Farmers can help by planting habitat on non-farming areas, working with conservation partners, voluntarily registering habitat, and joining local, state, or federal incentive programs. Farmers can visit www.farmersformonarchs.org for more resources and information on conservation efforts. We'll have a link to that here in the Farm News tab. That's a check of Farm News here on KLGR.